Sky lost her battle to CHF about a few weeks ago. We've been mourning with the cats, like Millie has been nonstop crying.
So Sky passed due to a blood clot. We were warned about it. It was sudden. We didn't see no signs leading up to it.
The hardest part about her passing, I think, was the fact that Sky was such a fighter from the very beginning, and what ultimately took her life is something she couldn't fight. She didn't stand a chance, and that's the hardest part, because if knowing Skye, she would have fought that. When she was found on the side of the road, nearly unconscious, she fought her way to survive. You know, she had progressive CHF. She fought to the very end. She was such a strong cat. The hardest part is still seeing her at home, like still seeing the places she would sit and relax.
It's just her empty spots everywhere.
Anyway, it's been really hard. I'm sorry, guys. We tried so hard to make this video and like not get emotional. But you know, Skye was a family member. She was our first cat. Like she was the reason we became cat parents. So like she marked us in a way that no other cat could, I think. And she was so innocent. I was always receiving compliments about her. Like, God, she's such a sweetheart. Because she truly was a sweetheart. And we know you guys love her too. And that we also wanted you guys to know that when she passed away, she wasn't suffering. It was really quick. We took her in for some results just a few days before she passed. And they told us it was some of her best results. That's like crazy. But the thing about a blood clot is that it sneaks up on you and there's like no warning or sign. There's like no way to stop it. No matter what you do for your pets at that point, there's nothing you could do to save them. It's just ultimately the end for them. And that was really hard for us to cope with, I think. That is all we have to say. It is our only update. A lot of you had hopes that Sky was doing great. And the truth was, she
She
was
was.
doing great. So, if you guys have a cat that's going through the same thing, there's so much research being done now to kind of prevent this from getting worse. And when we had found out about Skye, it was already
It's
too
too
late.
late.
So like she had already progressed so quickly. Otherwise, had we learned
What we know now, we
what
could
we know
have
now, we could have actually maybe like slowed things down
slowed
a
things
bit.
down.
I'm always open to answering any questions you have. If you have a cat who's going through the same thing, or if you just want to leave a comment below, like we're happy to help, but like I want to advocate for Skye as much as we can.